Welcome back to Amolodox Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder Cartech Services Limited Kenya. Amolodox Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity. This is episode 30 of the Continuous Educational Series and interviews. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why a digital workflow is necessary to increase productivity and efficiency in your workplace. I'll talk about this using an example of a finance department in a certain company. So by transitioning to the digital space, our performance and productivity levels will tremendously improve. Ezra has been working in the finance department of their company as an accountant for several years. All their work process involves paper, and all data was entered in the account systems manually, making their processes tedious and subject to human error. Considering that it is a medium-sized company with a lot of customers and suppliers, there was continuous processing of daily transactions with their stakeholders. Ezra, the accountant, and Christian, the information technology personnel, both with quite a number of years of experience in their fields, had been having discussions about improving their working processes for quite some time. They were thinking of how they can improve efficiency and speed in the departmental work process, leading to the whole company's transition. This prompted Ezra to approach their finance manager, Juma, to share this insight. Luckily, this was a discussion that had been going on in top management after being approached by several electronic document management systems vendors, and Juma had already been briefed. Juma set up a meeting and explained the situation, that the implementation was to start with Ezra's department. This was like God sent to Ezra, who took up the project without hesitation. He set up a timeline to achieve his goal. His goal was to streamline the work process, to completely eliminate the use of paper, and to have an efficient and faster turnaround time. He had created a step-by-step work plan to manage the process without hitches, bringing in Christian from the IT department because he required his knowledge. Christian had to work closely with the vendor to identify, customize, and install the solution. Since the project already had a buy-in from top management, the next step was to carefully select the most appropriate vendor that would be able to understand their loopholes and journey with them smoothly through this transition. Ezra and the vendor had to identify the pain point which was making their work tedious and required much human input, and removed the staff from high return work. They had to identify processes linked to defined individual documents such as invoices and purchase order processing. To ensure that all the loopholes were identified, he had to focus on one process at a time and to understand the steps involved in current processes. This helps to identify inefficiencies and get the need to fix them. They had to ensure that it was working seamlessly before moving to the next process. They had to identify how the staff was handling documents with focus in three areas. How are the staff capturing information that was coming in to the organization from the external stakeholders? This would be paper-based or through other electronic sources like email. How are they routing the information that had entered the organization to share with others within the organization? How are they accessing the documents for information when required? It had to follow through their current processes to identify opportunities for digitization in account processes. Initially, they used to receive the information through paper-based formats. Connecting their paper-based information was quite tedious due to the many orders they were processing. For example, purchase orders and invoices to ensure there were no errors. This was prone to human errors. They were routing their information manually with no predefined processes. Tracing documents when misplaced was quite tough. They stored their documents in local drives if in soft copy, and filing cabinets if in paper-based. Were the documents secure? Would the electronic content management system help in backing up this information? They were inputting data manually into their accounting systems. They would spend hours trying to find the documents, which would take time and was tiresome. They had to ask themselves several questions. How was the process going to start? How was the information going to be captured? And how was the information being routed? And then how was the information going to be stored? And if it was going to be stored, how secure was the storage? And how was it accessible? Would the system be integrated with the other systems already in the company to make workflow seamless? Would the system index and store the document in a digital repository to ease retrieval? They came up with a solution. And this was defined by Ezra's teamwork process, bottlenecks, and their integration points. They had already sourced for a system that the security is user-specific, automated workflow, and adhered to their retention policy, and a system that is not complicated and would have a return on investment in the long run. The system would fit with no unnecessary and unusable features. A system that is user-friendly for small and medium business. They opted for the cloud-based solution because it required minimal maintenance and allowed faster installations. It also enabled department-level installation and could scale up easily. It also did not require a large upfront license cost. A solution that would also be customized to work with other departments within the company. This would allow flexibility in operations, not forgetting that Ezra's department was just the beginning of the process. So when it came to installation, Ezra worked closely with his document management provider and Christian, the IT lead, to work on the implementation in phases. This phase was the concept proof. This was to give insight that the solution would address their business issues. The document management provider confirmed to them that the software would automate and streamline key processes. Then understanding the solution and improving on it emerged in each stage of testing. They wanted to ensure that solution was true to its promise. The solution was rolled out. Awareness of the project had to be created to the end users to keep them updated and to make them participate and look forward to the implementation. An internal standard of operations was created. System administrators were trained to use the solution and they passed over the information. I hope this episode has been of value to you in changing your workspace. What we fear is change. Your situation is unique. You may come up with a different set of goals and challenges, and we can work together to make progress in this change process. It is a confusing process with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right fit. Make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be a right fit. And this can be a very expensive affair. This is where we can come in if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening, and please, it would mean a lot to me if you'd leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you and looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. And for similar episodes, go to my website, amolodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly review and rate the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again, and bye.